I got to give props to John McCain. Yes, I do. That old man. Got to give him props. While the rest of the Republican Party is bending over because they're taking it by the press and the Democrats and basically getting blamed for this. I remember, that's the narrative. That's the press. That's the Democrats. Republicans are to blame. Republicans are blamed because they're not for gay marriage. Republicans are to blame because they haven't banned guns. Republicans are to blame just in general because they suck, okay? And everybody is bent over going, all right, go ahead. Can I have another? Can I please have another? Give me another. And the only one that's fighting back is Trump. Trump's the only one that's fighting back. Trump's the only one saying, no. Absolutely not. And everybody's going, oh, that's Trump, shut up. You're an idiot. You're dumb. Don't say this. To the point where Trump's going, you know what? I'll do it alone. He said it yesterday. He said, you know what? All you Republicans, just don't say a word. I mean, that's what he did. He told them all to just shut up. That was one of the things that someone asked Paul Ryan. They go, what did you think about that? Paul Ryan just laughed. Well, guess what happened today? McCain just came out and said, President Obama is directly responsible for the attacks in Orlando, because he has not stopped ISIS. Wow. McCain's daughter is going to appreciate that. The fake Republican, Meghan McCain. I don't think she's going to like that. And that's huge. McCain saying Obama is directly responsible for the Orlando shooting because he has allowed the growth of ISIS on his watch. Wow! Holy moly! Holy moly! That's huge! I mean, it is! That really is huge. For John McCain to come out. I mean, everybody attacked Trump. Everybody attacked Trump. Oh, what's he referencing? What's he mean? Is he saying that Obama's responsible? Oh, is that what he's saying? Oh, is he saying that Obama is a Muslim? Listen, let me ask you guys this. Let me ask you guys this. If being a Muslim is not a big deal, being a Muslim is awesome. If there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim, why the hell does the press and the Democrats get so upset when anybody insinuates that Obama is a Muslim? Oh, how are you going to say that you're being racist? Why? If you're telling me that Muslims and Islam are happy-go-lucky, peaceful, awesome. If they're the greatest thing in the world, why then do you get upset when somebody implies that Obama is a Muslim? I mean, you want to see the press and a Democrat and liberal lose their crap? Just say, I think Obama's a Muslim. Whoa, my God! They lose their minds. They lose their minds. And you go, why are you losing your mind? You're being racist. Wait a minute. Time out. Time out. There's 1.2 billion Muslims. And you're telling me, out of the 1.2 billion, there's only like 10 bad ones. So why are you losing your crap? Because I'm saying Obama is a Muslim. And here's McCain. Here's McCain. There is no insinuation. McCain straight up. Straight up. And then he made a clarification to clarify. He goes, to clarify. He clarifies. He meant Obama's policies, not him personally. Wow! I mean, seriously, that's huge. That's huge. That's huge. Obama is directly responsible for the Orlando attack. To clarify, his policies. And he had to throw the clarify because people are like, oh, are you saying that he was there with the gun? You know, with Obama, the press, and Democrats, you have to be very, very specific. They can be general. They can go on late night talk shows and go, Trump, Hitler, Trump, fascist. They could do, you know, look at the armband, Hitler. They could do that. Republicans, you have to go to clarify. Because Democrats are like, oh, he's with the gun? He's one of the shooters? Is that what it is? No, that's not what McCain meant. He's not you guys. You guys, the press, Democrats, liberals, you guys are the ones that go, he was there with a gun shooting. What? I mean, when the press, when the New York Times and the Daily Beast, when they all go, Trump is Hitler. They're saying Donald Trump is going to kill 7 million Jews. So McCain had to clarify. I didn't mean himself with a gun, stupids. I meant policy. Huge. That's huge. Got to give it up to the old man. Got to give it up to the old man. Maybe if this old bastard would have been like this when he ran against Obama in 08, he would have won. Maybe if this old bastard would have done this in 08, he would have won. I mean, that's huge. Obama is directly responsible for the Orlando attack. Huge. I mean, that is huge. Everybody's been going after Trump, going after guns, going after Republicans because they don't believe in gay marriage. Trump's like, I'll do it alone. I'll just shut up and I'll do it alone. And here comes McCain. Old bastard. Lindsey Graham must be beside him. What are you doing? Stop! What are you doing? Kane's like, you know what? I'm in a hell of a race out here. I'm in a hell of a real, I'm 1,000 years old. You know what? If I lose, I lose. But I'm not going to shut my mouth anymore. I'm not going to sit here and let the press and let Obama and the Democrats say Republicans are responsible for this slaughter. Uh-uh. No way. It's the president's fault. I think McCain was listening to my show. He was like, I can't stand my daughter. She's horrible. I got to find something new. And he was like, oh, the Rob Zicari show. This guy's awesome. He's so much edgier than all the other conservative talkers. He's edgier. He's wittier. He's definitely more handsome. Definitely more handsome. I like that guy. I like him. He's a good guy. This is huge. Finally, a Republican. Finally, a Republican has stood up and said, we will not take this anymore. We're not going to let you, Barack Hussein Obama. Listen, you know what McCain must have seen that report, because that gun owner, listen, if it was a lie, they wouldn't be blasting it now on a constant loop. This gun owner said he reported Omar to the authorities. McCain must have just went, you know what? There has to be a reason that nobody is taking action as it pertains to all this terrorist stuff. There has to be a reason. What is that reason? Yeah, how you doing, authorities?
Yeah, what can we help you with?
This Muslim was in here the other day asking for body armor and talking on a phone in Arabic, and he just seemed kind of, okay, sure, yeah. Okay, sure, okay, buddy. We'll take that information. Okay, thank you. And then they hang up and they go, oh, yeah, just some redneck hillbilly who's been listening to Trump too much. We what are we going to go? What are we going to go after every? Are we going to go after everybody that looks at a Muslim and says they must be up to no good? So that's why. That's why. That's why. Because Obama has a policy. He's got many policies. I think McCain saw that the people that Democrats in the press say are irresponsible, and they hand guns out to children. Remember, that's what, I mean, I'm serious. That's what we're all. It's like we're programmed by the media, by the Democrats. We are programmed by communication devices to believe that all these guns are given to people who shouldn't have them. Have you ever noticed, and no one talks about it, have you ever noticed that all of these attacks have not happened with stolen guns? You ever notice they've all been purchased legally? Everybody did everything by the book. And every one of these instances, red flags were up. So these people could have been stopped. There's nothing illegal going on with the gun stores and the people that are buying guns. The gun owners and these store owners, they're doing everything by the book. To the point where they're calling the authorities, say, hey, man, this dude in here is shady. Why is he shady, sir? Because he's speaking Arabic. Oh, are you saying that everybody that is a Muslim or anybody that is from the Middle East is shady? That's racist. Click. I think McCain finally just had enough. He said enough. If I lose, I lose. But I'm not gonna let this happen anymore. I'm not gonna be beaten up anymore. F you. I'm not gonna sit here and listen to the Anderson Cooper say it's because of Pam Bondi opposing gay marriage, because almost 70% of the people in Florida said no gay marriage. The governor, no gay marriage. So in turn, the attorney general has to do what the people and the governor want, or she gets fired. It's simple. So old man McCain, old crotchety McCain, he went, I can't take it anymore. Enough is enough. Hell yeah. I like McCain. I like guys that were captured. I like, he is a war hero. Damn it. He is a war hero. He's a war hero. I like guys that get captured. I like McCain. Okay? President Obama is directly responsible for the Orlando attack. And just for all of you dummies, the press, Democrats, all of you, just to clarify, I'm not saying himself, like the gun in his hand. He was propping the door open. I mean his policy, okay? All right, guys? There. Mic drop. Boom. Washington is crapping themselves. Telling you. You go, McCain, you old bastard. I mean, guys, if you tune on CNN right now, they're talking to Nelba Marquez Green, whose daughter was killed in Sandy Hook. What the hell does Sandy Hook have to do with Islamic terrorists? Huh? What does Sandy Hook have to do with an Islamic terrorist? Huh? What does Sandy Hook, what? The assault rifle? That's what we're talking about? Really? Because that's the only similar thing. Because Adam Lanza wasn't under investigation for the past 4 years. All right? Adam Lanza wasn't scoping out Sandy Hook with his mom. All right? He wasn't plotting. He wasn't looking at exits. He wasn't with his mom buying ammunition. His mom didn't have a TV show talking about killing little kids in school. I mean, there is absolutely not one similarity except for the gun that was used. And guns are used to kill people. That's the similarity. If you want to kill somebody, you use a gun. End of story. End of story. And rather you have an assault rifle or you have a handgun or you have multiple handguns, it's not too hard to slaughter two-year-olds. It's not too hard to go into a school, classroom to classroom, and shoot two-year-olds. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. But that's the only similarity. That's it. That is absolutely it. You guys are killing me. You go, McCain. You old